Vision Australia.
Blindness.
Low vision.
Opportunity.
Client Information Booklet, July 2023. This recording has been produced by Vision Australia in the interests of information accessibility. Your narrator is David Tridinic. The recording lasts for approximately 25 minutes. For your convenience, the information has been divided into separate audio files to reflect each section of the document. The contents are as follows. This opening announcement, introduction, rights and responsibilities, protecting your privacy and confidentiality, complaints and feedback, tell us what you think, working in partnership, other contacts, government support, contact us, closing announcement. Introduction. Vision Australia exists to support people who are blind or have low vision to live the life they choose. This document covers key information about your rights and responsibilities, your privacy, services, and how you can provide feedback and make a complaint. It also includes a list of relevant contacts for your convenience. For more information about Vision Australia, call 1300 847466. Visit www.visionaustralia.org. If you are deaf, have a hearing or speech impairment, you can contact us through the National Relay Service and ask for 1300 847466 or visit https://www.healthdirect.gov.au/partners/national-relay-service. Rights and responsibilities. As a client, you have the right to be treated with respect and dignity and have your privacy protected. Freedom of expression and self-determination, with your identity, culture and diversity valued and supported. Receive the information you need to help you make an informed decision and take calculated risks. Receive information in a way that you understand and is accessible to you. Have choice and control over the supports you receive. Choose the gender of your primary service provider. Give feedback or make a complaint about service provision without any retribution. Have a person of your choice, including an advocate, support you or speak on your behalf. Live without abuse, neglect, bullying, and harassment. As a client, your responsibilities are to treat our service staff and other clients with courtesy and respect. Inform Vision Australia about how you would like your supports to be delivered to meet your needs and goals. Advise Vision Australia about any concerns you have regarding the supports provided. Provide a safe work environment for staff members who work within your home. Vision Australia's responsibilities as a service provider are to provide services in accordance with all relevant legislation and guidelines pertaining to your funding plan or package. Adhere to all relevant standards and codes of conduct, including NDIS Code of Conduct, NDIS Practice Standards, Charter of Aged Care Rights, Aged Care Quality Standards, Aged Care Code of Conduct, and the National Standards for Disability Services. Collaborate with you to provide supports that meet your needs and goals. Communicate openly, honestly, and in a timely manner. Keep accurate records of any services provided to you. Take all reasonable steps to prevent and/or respond to all forms of violence, exploitation, neglect, abuse, bullying and harassment. Ensure you have choice and control over the supports you receive and how you receive them. Provide clear information about service options available. Inform you of your rights and responsibilities in relation to services and products. Respect your privacy and confidentiality and protect the personal and sensitive information provided to us. Vision Australia believes you have the right to make an informed choice, to experience life and take advantage of opportunities for learning, developing competencies and independence, and, in doing so, take a calculated risk. We will work together with you to look for solutions tailored to support you to live the way you choose. Vision Australia recognises that no two clients' lived experience will be the same. We commit to listening to and understanding your personal experience and working with you in an inclusive and respectful way, using our person-centred approach and ensuring cultural safety for all. Vision Australia is a child-safe organisation. We work with families to ensure there is a safe environment for children and families to thrive, where children are respected and empowered to develop the skills they need to live the life they choose. We will provide support and referrals for families who would benefit from accessing services to address any problems associated with the care and well-being of their children to promote a protective and nurturing environment. Our services are delivered in accordance with the National Principles for Child-Safe Organisations and the NDIS Quality and Safety Commission. We have zero tolerance for any actions that may impact the safety and well-being of any child we come into contact with, and we are obligated to report any concerns to the relevant authority. For information about child-safe organisations, visit https://childsafe.humanrights.gov.au/parents-carers. Protecting your privacy and confidentiality. All service users can be assured that Vision Australia are committed to maintaining the privacy of your personal information. Confidentiality will be maintained at all times in the collection, use, storage, and access to your personal information. Vision Australia is committed to its legislative responsibility to protect the personal information of its clients, carers, customers, donors, staff, and volunteers. We will ensure all data is collected lawfully, fairly, and with consent, and is used for a lawful purpose. Privacy and management of client records. Vision Australia is required to maintain an accurate record of relevant information and services provided to you. Your information is managed under the terms of your implied or express consent, verbal or written, or appropriate consent of person responsible or guardian. The reasons for Vision Australia collecting, storing, sharing, or exchanging your information will always be explained and made clear to you, so you can make an informed decision. You can change or withdraw your consent at any time. Vision Australia has an obligation to protect the personal information we hold on our clients, donors, members, and others. We must only use this information for the purposes for which we have consent to use it, and we must not allow it to be accessed by any unauthorised persons. Consent provided will be reviewed when a client wishes to change how their data is to be shared or exchanged, inclusion or exclusion of various parties, health professionals or other service providers, a client who has previously exited services returns for new services, when Vision Australia needs to use client data for purposes which are not covered under an existing or current consent. Non-identifying information is provided to our funding bodies as required. You may be asked to provide feedback to our auditing bodies, either face-to-face, via phone, or online. It is your choice whether you choose to do so. If you do not wish to be involved in audits, please let us know. The principle of freedom of information is endorsed by Vision Australia. On written request, you will be provided with access to your information. All records are retained and protected in accordance with legislative requirements. This record is a summary of all services received by you and associated notes. For more information, our privacy policy can be found on our website, https://www.visionaustralia.org/about-us/governance/core-policies/privacy-policy. Complaints and feedback. Tell us what you think. We value your feedback and it can help us improve our services to you. We would love to hear any suggestions, compliments or complaints you may have regarding your experience with Vision Australia. Feedback is managed fairly, promptly, confidentially and without retribution. We use your feedback to make changes and improve our services. You are welcome to lodge a complaint yourself or through an external advocate at any time. Your choice of advocate will be respected by Vision Australia. An advocate is a person who can speak or act on your behalf and could be a family member, friend, or through an external agency. See other contacts at the end of this booklet. If requested, Vision Australia can assist you to access an advocate or language services specialist. To provide feedback or make a complaint, call 1300 8474 66. Contact your local office and speak to any Vision Australia staff member. Visit our website and complete a feedback form, https://www.visionaustralia.org/about-us/contact-us/complaints-and-suggestions-for-improvements. You also have the right to lodge feedback to an external third party. For example, if you were not happy with how your feedback was dealt with at Vision Australia, or if you didn't feel comfortable providing it to Vision Australia, you have the option of lodging it with a third party. A list of contacts is provided at the end of this document. Human rights and freedom from abuse. Vision Australia fully endorses the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities and believes that this convention contains the clearest and most authoritative expression of the human rights of people with disability. We are committed to the elimination of all forms of discrimination and to the prevention of all forms of abuse, exploitation, neglect, violence, and harm. Keeping you safe. At Vision Australia, we believe that effectively recording and managing incidents is an essential part of providing quality and safe services to our clients. All hazards, near misses, and incidents are reported into our incident reporting system as soon as possible, so that appropriate actions can be taken to keep our clients and workforce safe. We have additional reporting obligations for a number of our regulators and funding bodies, needing to advise them on any serious incidents that occur in connection with providing services or supports to clients. We are committed to learning from incidents and continuously improving, as well as using open disclosure or having open and honest discussions with clients in the event that things don't go to plan and an incident occurs. Working in partnership. To deliver services that open up possibilities for people who are blind or have low vision, Vision Australia works in partnership with government, supporters, trusts and foundations, community groups, educators, health professionals, businesses, advocacy agencies, and our clients. Individual schedule of support. Vision Australia works in partnership with you and or your family, carer, advocate, and others as required, to develop a schedule of support to identify services that will support you to reach your goals. The schedule of support includes your focus areas, the agreed services you will receive, the number of hours, and the cost. Client and consumer consultation. Engaging clients and consumer groups in meaningful consultation in relation to all aspects of the organisation is highly valued. We regularly contact clients to obtain feedback on the quality of our services and also seek input through questionnaires, discussion groups, consumer forums, and advisory committees. The Board of Vision Australia convenes a client reference group to seek advice and feedback on specific matters relating to the experience of our clients and the direction of the organisation. This group operates under Vision Australia's Client Reference Group Charter. For more information, visit www.visionaustralia.org/about-us/client-reference-group. Members. Any person over the age of 18 years may become a member of Vision Australia. The annual fee is $25, and membership entitles a person to be involved at general meetings, receive papers, and to vote on issues of importance. Supporters and volunteers. Vision Australia relies on the generosity of people in the community to raise a significant proportion of the money needed to deliver our services. We appreciate any support. All donations go towards providing services to clients. Clients may receive marketing material in the mail, giving them the option to donate. If you would like to discuss your marketing or communication preferences, please call 1800 422077. While many support us financially, others give their time and skills as volunteers. Volunteers enable Vision Australia to reduce costs and devote more resources to deliver services to people who are blind or have low vision. Advocates. An advocate is a person who can speak and act on behalf of someone else. You may choose to work through an advocate of your choice to help make decisions or resolve issues. You may choose an advocate who is a family member, friend, or from an external agency. See other contacts. Vision Australia supports and respects the choice the client makes. Service completion and service withdrawal. Services are planned with you to ensure they meet your needs and goals. A schedule of support is completed when your identified goals have been achieved or when you elect to cease services before the completion of the agreed services. You can remain connected with us by receiving a client newsletter, using our library services, visiting Vision Australia's website, listening to segments about Vision Australia on Vision Australia Radio, or joining our Facebook page. You can contact us when there is a change in your vision, change in personal circumstances, or when a new need arises. Vision Australia can support you with a referral to other assessment agencies like My Aged Care or the National Disability Insurance Agency, if required. Vision Australia services may be withdrawn if the client no longer meets the eligibility criteria due to improved vision. If a client's behaviour is threatening or menacing, an agreed action plan is developed to support the client to continue receiving services. Other contacts. Aged Care Quality and Safety Commission. To raise concerns about the quality of care or services to people receiving aged care services. Phone 1800 951 822. Visit www.agedcarequality.gov.au. Australian Human Rights Commission. The Australian Human Rights Commission can investigate and resolve complaints of discrimination, harassment and bullying. Visit www.humanrights.gov.au. Blind Citizens Australia. Consumer group that advances opportunities and advocacy for people who are blind or have low vision. Phone 1800 03 3660. Visit www.bca.org.au. Carer Gateway. Free services, support and resources for carers. Phone 1800 422 737. Visit www.caregateway.gov.au. Commonwealth Respite and Care Link Centres. Provide short-term emergency respite services. Phone 1800 05 2222. Dementia Australia. Provide information and support to Australians living with dementia and those supporting them. Phone 1800 100 500. Visit www.dementia.org.au. Department of Child Safety, Seniors and Disability Services, Queensland. Services for children and families, people with disabilities and seniors. Visit www.csyw.qld.gov.au. Disability Services Commission, Victoria. Clients can provide feedback to the Commission regarding disability services in Victoria. Phone 1800 67 7342. Visit www.odsc.vic.gov.au. Elder Abuse Concerns. Each state and territory provides information about abuse, abuse prevention, and useful contacts via their website. Phone 1800 353 374. Visit www.humanrights.gov.au/elder abuse. Health and Disability Services Complaints Office, Western Australia. Clients can provide feedback to the office regarding disability services in Western Australia. Phone 1800 813583. Visit www.hadsco.wa.gov.au. My Aged Care. The gateway for older Australians to receive services, including information on aged care for you, a family member, friend, or someone you're caring for. Complaints relating to aged care services can also be reported here. Phone 1800 200422. Visit www.myagedcare.gov.au. National Disability Abuse and Neglect Hotline. Australia-wide telephone hotline for reporting abuse and neglect of people with disabilities using government-funded services. Phone 1800 880052. Visit www.jobaccess.gov.au/complaints/hotline. NDIS, National Disability Insurance Scheme. A scheme to ensure people under 65 years with a disability receive the support they need. Phone 1800 800 1110. Visit www.ndis.gov.au. NDIS Quality and Safeguards Commission. An independent body that works to improve the quality and safety of NDIS services and supports. Complaints can be made to the NDIS Commission. Phone 1800 03 5544. Visit www.ndiscommission.gov.au. Office of the Public Guardian, Queensland only. An independent statutory office established to protect the rights, interests and well-being of adults with impaired decision-making capacity and children and young people in the child protection system. Phone 1300 653 187. Visit www.publicguardian.qld.gov.au. Older Persons Advocacy Network, OPAN. A free, independent and confidential service supporting older people and their representatives to raise and address issues relating to aged care services. Phone 1800 700600. Visit www.opan.com.au. Government support. Vision Australia would like to acknowledge the following government funding and support. Federal Government, Department of Education, Skills and Employment, Department of Health, Department of Human Services, Department of Social Services, Department of Veterans Affairs, National Disability Insurance Scheme, Community Broadcasting Foundation, Australian Capital Territory, Community Services Directorate, Victorian State Government, Department of Education and Training, Department of Families, Fairness and Housing, New South Wales State Government, New South Wales Department of Communities and Justice, New South Wales Department of Education, New South Wales Ministry of Health, Northern Territory Government, Northern Territory Department of Education, Queensland State Government, Queensland Department of Education, Queensland Department of Employment, Small Business and Training, Queensland Department of Child Safety, Seniors and Disability Services, Tasmanian State Government, Tasmanian Department of Education, Western Australia State Government, Western Australia Department of Communities. Other, Community Broadcasting Foundation supports Vision Australia Radio. Contact us. Call 1300 847466. Fax 1300 847329. Visit www.visionaustralia.org. If you are deaf, have a hearing or speech impairment, you can contact us through the National Relay Service and ask for 1300 847466 or visit https://www.healthdirect.gov.au/partners/national-relay-service. Closing announcement. You have been listening to the Client Information Booklet, July 2023. This audio version has been produced by Vision Australia in 2023 in the interests of information accessibility. Care has been taken in the recording of this publication, but Vision Australia does not accept responsibility for the results of specific action taken on the basis of this recording, nor for any error or omission. This recording is copyright. No unauthorised copying, broadcasting, or public performance is permitted. Your narrator was David Tredinnick. This concludes the recording.